on to the State of the State address and the Republican response. Last night, Governor Tony Evers gave his third State of the State address, and this year virtually. Following that, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss responded in kind. Although it was this year as if the venues for these speeches had been reversed. Instead of being in front of the members of the legislature, Governor Evers gave his address in front of a giant fireplace to an empty room.
We've made it through a difficult year, folks, and while it was discouraging, we aren't defeated. While it was trying, we're tough. Wisconsin, we've never been known for being timid, and we're sure not going to start today.
Following that, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss spoke to Republican members of the Assembly who were on hand in their own chamber, when the response to the governor had typically been held in the Assembly parlor. That's what you could see. But what did you hear last night? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call. Email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Our guest, Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast. Laurel, good morning.
Good morning.
Can we just start with the optics of last night? And was it me or were they inverted to what we were would typically expect from a State of the State and response address?
You're absolutely right. It was really unusual. This was the first virtual State of the State that Wisconsin has ever seen. We've obviously experienced a lot of firsts over the last 12 months or so in the state and across the country. It was very striking to me because normally a State of the State address is so much about kind of the ceremony and pomp and, you know, all of the guests, I think, that the governor brings in and kind of weaves into his speech. You see this with the president in the State of the Union, too, kind of calling out people in the crowd, special guests, using them to illustrate different stories of the past year, policy successes, things like that. That was really notably absent for me from the speech. And really the applause breaks that we're so used to in big ceremonial speeches like this were so noticeably absent from the governor's remarks. He kind of joked about that in the beginning of the speech, actually. He told folks, you know, this is going to go a lot faster because I'm not breaking for applause or for boos. I'm not as, you know, familiar with the boos. I feel like we don't hear those very often at all in State of the State addresses. But the speaker, who did speak in the Assembly chamber, as you mentioned, had folks there. He had Republican members of the Assembly there. So he got some of those applause breaks and some of that more typical behavior for this sort of speech. And so that was really different, really unique this year.
And there was also a ceremony last night in the Assembly chamber recognizing the Assembly Speaker as the longest serving speaker in Wisconsin state history.
Yes, another sort of unusual twist for this year. Obviously not something that happens every day or every year. They had a resolution that passed after the end of the speech and then Speaker Voss's response honoring his service in the state legislature. He is the, as of this year, the longest serving Assembly Speaker.
So just the optics itself seem to be a far cry from just 1 year ago. But on to the speeches themselves with our guest, Laurel White, this morning. And if you heard them, we'd take your reaction this morning at 1-800-642-1234. And Governor Evers spoke for about a half hour last night. And by and large, it seemed like the first half was focused on the state's response to the pandemic.
This past year asked a lot of us, and we've asked a lot of one another. But when we did, we found that the strength of our state is in what we're willing to face together, what we're willing to do for each other, especially when our neighbors need us the most.
What was your takeaway from the governor spending that first half of his address on the last 10 months of dealing with this global pandemic?
Well, it was obviously a huge presence in not only state government, but everyone's lives over the past year. So a big aim of the State of the State address is to kind of provide a summary of the year. Oftentimes it's, you know, it is a political speech. So it's a summary of accomplishments that the governor perceives his administration has been able to achieve, things with the legislature, et cetera. Because COVID was such a looming presence over state government over the past several months, I think it was fitting that he spent so much time speaking about it. You know, he had a moment of silence for those who've been lost. He spent a lot of time emphasizing, you know, the people that we've lost to this virus in the state are our neighbors, you know, mothers, fathers, siblings, aunts, uncles, teachers. And I think that that was a point that he really wanted to drive home, sort of the humanization of the virus. We know that as the numbers continue to climb in Wisconsin, it's easier to get a bit detached and hard to conceptualize. So I think that he was really trying to focus in on that. And also, you know, his sort of policy response to the virus. He did allude to the challenges that he's faced in getting executive orders and mandates related to the virus passed and staying in effect. We know there have been a lot of court battles over the past several months where Republicans have been pushing back on his orders. So he did talk about that. He said that he's really been limited in his response. And I think that that was an important highlight for him, too.
Here's what the governor had to say last night on the vaccine distribution in the state.
I know so many are ready to get vaccinated and get back to the life we knew it. And we're working to distribute the vaccine doses as quickly and as fairly as we can.
Well, what did the governor say about the state's vaccine rollout?
So that really was the majority of what he had to say about the rollout, was that clip there. He didn't spend a lot of time on it, and I think that that's something that's very important to point out, because vaccine rollout is really a major theme, I guess you could say, that Republicans are focusing on in the wake of the speech. So a big part of Speaker Voss's pushback when the speech was over was the administration's vaccine rollout. He said that the rollout hasn't gone fast enough. He criticized the governor's committees that are working on prioritizing who gets vaccinated when, sort of what those priority groups are. He pushed back specifically on the prioritization of inmates in Wisconsin to receive the vaccine before other populations of people. Other statements came out from, you know, from the majority leader, from the new assembly chair of the finance committee that's starting this year, all talking about vaccine rollout and saying that the governor bears responsibility for things not going as quickly as they have in a lot of other Midwestern states. So I think there's a real disconnect there between how much time the governor spent on vaccines in his speech and how much the Republicans are focusing on it in the response.
Laurel White, our guest. She is the Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She is also the co-host of WPR's Politics Podcast, which I do not miss. And if you heard the State of the Response last night, what was your takeaway? And what does this portend for 2021 in the state of Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to the studio. If you want to react or you've got a question for our Laurel White, we will continue the conversation with the governor and the response to the governor next on The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network. Let's get into the weeds. It was just hours before Governor Evers presented a virtual State of the State address last night, and just hours before the Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, was given a chance to respond, that the Democratic governor announced a compromise on COVID-19 legislation, singling out and thanking the new Republican leader of the state Senate, Devin Lemieux. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent, and are we witnessing some bipartisanship in Wisconsin? Semi-bipartisanship? Halfway to bipartisanship? Well, if you listen to the governor and assembly speaker last night, I welcome your reaction this morning at 1-800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Our guest, Laurel White, no better to direct us through the weeds of Wisconsin politics. So take us through the TikTok yesterday a little bit. We get the tweet from the governor announcing a compromise on COVID-19 legislation, singling out and thanking the new leader of the state Senate. And then we have the assembly speaker last night in his response to the state of the state calling for COVID-19 legislation coming from his chamber. How do you wade through these weeds?
Well, this really started last week when the assembly rolled out its COVID-19 proposal, made it AB1, you know, the first bill of the new legislative session, really placing importance on it. passed that bill that had several things that the governor doesn't agree with, that had been surfaced in previous weeks, kind of as negotiations were ongoing. We knew that he wasn't a fan of several of these provisions. They did things like make it harder for schools to meet virtually. There would be more approvals in place, put limits on local health officials' powers. So we were waiting pretty anxiously to see what the Senate was going to do with this bill, even though it was likely to face a veto from Evers. What ended up happening was the Senate introduced its own proposal earlier this week, a pared down version of that assembly bill that eliminated a lot of those things that the governor disagrees with. And this is where you kind of see that bipartisan negotiation coming in. The governor really lauded the new majority leader, Devin LeMahieu, for taking that step, for removing a lot of those things that he didn't like. The bill that passed the Senate just yesterday, shortly before the State of the State address, did include a couple things that the governor didn't include in his proposal. It provides liability protections for businesses, for example, even if they don't follow federal or state or local requirements aimed at limiting the spread of COVID-19. There's also a provision in there that allows essential visitors to nursing home residents. Those are new things. But the governor, as you mentioned, was very enthusiastic once that passed the Senate. He said that he was anxious to receive the bill to sign it, but it looks like it's facing a pretty major roadblock in the assembly. Speaker Voss did not speak too warmly of the proposal in his response to the State of the State last night.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And from the weeds to the tea leaves, Laurel White, what does this portend for the relationship between the two chambers, both controlled by Republicans, going forward in 2021?
Well, it's certainly not a rosy outlook right now. You know, the majority leader acknowledged that he had had some conflict, I think maybe that's the best word, with the assembly speaker last week, kind of because of how this has been rolled out. You know, the speaker said that the bill that passed the assembly had the support of the Senate, that it was drafted in concert with the Senate. So when there was this kind of apparent disconnect as the week went on, that created a unique situation. Now, I think it's really important to note that this isn't certainly unprecedented in Wisconsin. We've had disagreements between the Republican-controlled assembly and the Republican-controlled Senate before. We saw that a little bit more, interestingly, when the Republican governor, Scott Walker, was in office. I think maybe there was just a little bit more room for disagreement. There's been a bit more unity sort of the chambers against a Democratic governor since Evers took office, but we're really seeing a split here in how they want to work with Evers on COVID-19. I think that's very safe to say.
Laurel White, State Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, our guest this morning, and you as well at 1-800-642-1234. Mark in New Berlin, you're on the morning show. Good morning.
Hi. I might first mention that the Department of Health and Social Services has a link where you can comment on phase 1B, and I can't believe that we don't even have phase 1B defined. They're ending phase 1A. Other states are having drive-by rollout, drive-by vaccinations for anybody over age 60, and we're talking about possibly including people over age 70 in these rollouts. This is ridiculous, and I don't think the state has planned for this. This has been, we knew a year ago that the federal government was sponsoring a vaccine. The president at the time, Donald Trump, and I know a lot of your viewers hate him, said that it would be out before the end of the year, and it was, and we aren't prepared to get it. We haven't even finished healthcare workers in the state, and I'd say, why not? What is the matter? But get on the link that's online for the Department of Health and Social Services to comment on what you would like to see in phase 1B, the next phase that may roll out.
Thank you, Mark. And that echoes what the Assembly Speaker had to say in his response last night, that this vaccine rollout, I believe the Assembly Speaker's quote to the governor was, do your job.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that that's a great encapsulation of the Assembly Speaker's frustrations. And we're going to hear more about this week. The Assembly is actually holding a public hearing on Thursday to examine the state's vaccine rollout, to really look at the nitty-gritty of what's happened so far, what plans are for the future, and I think to weigh in to the extent that they can on making some changes.
Let's move on to another issue that the state had to deal with all of last year, in part because of the pandemic, but the state's unemployment. In the state of the state, the governor said he would call the legislature into a special session to fix Wisconsin's unemployment system. Here, you'll hear him here. He calls the system broken and antiquated. That's all right. But in the Republican response, the assembly speaker pushed back, saying that the failures were not brought on by ancient systems, but rather by political leadership. So are we going to get any fixes for the Department of Workforce Development, Laurel, or is this another political football for 2021?
We're going to have to see. I mean, the response from Republicans was that the governor isn't taking enough personal responsibility for the backlog of unemployment claims. They said that he really shouldered a lot of the blame for that backlog and didn't do enough. It'll be interesting to see if they take up this special session call to address the unemployment system. We know that they haven't embraced previous special session calls from the governor on things like policing, elections, the dairy industry, gun laws. So it could be similar in that regard. But we know that this is an issue they've been concerned about. So we're just going to have to watch it really closely and see what happens.
Laurel White, the governor last night in the State of the State, called this year the year of broadband access. But it seemed like there was a lot more on the state's radar with the speeches last night. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
WPR's Capitol reporter and the co-host of WPR's politics podcast, Laurel White, our guest. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network.